Hello and welcome back to Podmas. It is day 16 and I'm going to enjoy this one today because, once again, not the authority, but I'm going to add my two cents. So today's a two-part once again. And the first question is, how can I use social media to grow my audience? So if you checked yesterday's Podmas, we discussed basically being on social media platforms is the way to go for a podcast, being on different host sites and making sure there is a social media presence. Today, however, it's more about using social media to grow your audience. And for that, you can do things like this. Have a Podmas, show a different side of yourself, show who you are, as in your face, because this is going to come up, okay? This is an Easter egg. Showing who you are, showing what you do, showing what your podcast is about, is going to show you in a different light to your audience, and they might be like, oh, I usually gave that a miss, but like seeing this reel, this Instagram, this TikTok, this whatever, you know what, I'm gonna give them a listen, especially if you are doing it right. Okay, and that brings me to the second question. How can I effectively repurpose podcast content? So this I find very fascinating because I haven't done it myself. And in researching for this episode, I actually went and watched a whole bunch of others. And you can do something to the extent of taking your long form podcast and clipping it into segments and then posting those segments. Or if you tend to mention things, what you can do is maybe clip that section and then stitch it onto a maybe an explanation video. So you can clip yourself saying something crazy and then stitch yourself adding onto that and saying, by this, I meant whatever, and add that. So you can take things that have been previously said on your podcast or even a different podcaster's podcast and then stitch it and add your own two cents, especially if it is a more popular podcast and you can maybe try and get some of that audience to follow you, doing collaborations, doing things like that. Those are going to help, especially when it comes to trying to attract that podcaster's audience, especially if you've been a guest on a podcast, or even if you just met someone else who does have a podcast, you could maybe post on your Instagram or something like that. And even if time has passed, for example, you maybe were a guest on this person's podcast, you can eventually post something about that person months later saying, you know, thinking back to this person because it's their birthday or something, or they've reached a milestone, and then shout out that episode you were on. So there's all sorts of ways you can do it, but stitching old content or even just maybe something you said in the past that you no longer agree with, cut that up, stick it on to a stitch, and then post that to social media. So there's a lot of options for just podcasting alone that you can repurpose, but also showing things that people don't generally see. For example, your podcast setup. You can do a behind the scenes of an episode of bloopers, maybe, and stick that up as content. You can show behind the scenes. You can maybe show the process of that podcast, or if someone commented something on that episode, like, oh, you make it look so easy, you can take that and actually show them, like, no, it's actually hard work and this is the process. So there's always fun ways to repurpose content. And once again, I said this a while back, just because you can Google how to do something and be specific about it, like, how can I repurpose content as a podcaster? Nothing has to be that specific. You can transfer ideas and practices from one to another. For example, reposting content from Instagram, people do it in cycles. Try something like that with your podcast. Something maybe a throwback of the month, a throwback of the week. Depending on how you post, you can do something like that. Or even something as simple as watching how a YouTuber makes their content from a long YouTube video into a short form YouTube Shorts or Instagram or TikTok. Could be something similar that you can do for your podcast. Yes, it's not the exact same, but it's similar enough to be able to use it. So look in unorthodox places for how they do things, and you just might find your particular way of doing something going forward. That is me for the day, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye.